Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, it's your Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Want to remind you, the next Up Artist Challenge is a, let's just say, a college type of championship bracket that pits 64 of the unsigned, dopest, best social media engaged artists against each other, with the top spot getting a chance to go and collab with Kool & Dre down at Record Room Studios in Miami. Also, Bach to Rock with providing a studio session for you to kind of come back and work on the tricks that they teach you and get in the lab here. We also got $1,000 for your Miami incidentals and,
wow,
and everything else. This is just a way for us and 1-800-ASK-GARY to try and pit folks against each other and let your team carry you to the top.
That's so dope. And then so you like advance to the next round. And
yeah,
then
like you start with a field of 64 and it's 6 weeks and it's just a process of elimination. Cool. Just like a big round robin tournament, and one person gets to be dubbed the next up and gets their chance to shine.
Very cool.
Be a very good look for you right there. Last night, I went to me and big shout out to my friend Savannah. We went out to Eddie V's last night for birthday, because we both had to celebrate birthday. Mm-hmm. So we linked up for the birthday dinner. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching two different people in the restaurant were eating alone.
Mm. Okay.
And we were talking about the fact, like, could you ever, like, sit at a full-on, because it was packed.
Yeah.
In there, it was packed. And so two people sitting alone, and I'm like, yo, like, that's something, honestly, like, I can watch a movie alone. But if I'm sitting there by myself at a dinner thing, I feel kind of like weird.
Really?
Really?
I don't think I could have dinner with myself. I'm not good conversation.
I'm very, very much the opposite. Not only do I have no qualms about sitting at a restaurant by myself, I thoroughly enjoy it. I really do. I like the me time, or if it's like striking up a conversation with that random person.
You know, sitting, he likes that. He loves the steams.
I love it.
Too.
I look forward to like days that my girl works late. I look forward to like going
her
out
not
to
being
a,
there.
Yeah, to a nice restaurant.
Like
at the bar.
If you go to a bar, that's one thing. If you go to like to the bar section, but I mean, when you're sitting in there,
a table,
I'm okay
like, you
with
know
that.
What I'm saying, like, you feel like a goofy.
Nice.
You feel like, yo, like I'm taking up a table.
That's
and somebody
what I don't
else,
like.
You know, can't yeah. sit down because I'm over here mm-hmm. and I ain't got no friends. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, they sit down at the table and they're going to turn up. They're going to have drinks. They're yes. going to do all the things. The bartender's going to be happy because everybody's drinking. I'm over there by myself. It's kind of whack.
Table for one, please.
It's almost like you need to go home and cook for yourself.
Nah.
That's what the bar area is for. I don't want to take up a table I was a server for a very long time. I don't want to do that. That's what the bar area is for.
Is there something that you prefer to do by yourself
yes.
that you would normally expect to do with people?
My mind went dirty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay,
sorry.
Okay. That's why we worry about you.
My
now.
Bad.
I enjoy a beach day, Dolo. Now that I live by the beach, like some days if we get off early, I'll shoot over there and hang out by the waters, set up my little area, got
by
my
yourself?
Little drinks. Yeah, man. That's a nice afternoon right there. I'll spend
why
a couple hours.
You go to the beach by yourself out at the beach.
Hell yeah.
With a section set up
mm-hmm.
by yourself.
Yep.
They think you're a perv.
He just wants to get a
There's
good
There's no reason for a dude to be at the beach by himself.
He's the gawker looking yeah,
right.
at all the chicks.
Yeah, you totally look like a perv mm-hmm. if you set up a blanket and you out there by yourself. I sit around. They're like, boy, look at this creepy man.
Yeah,
There's no way this man's supposed to be hanging out by himself.
I got a couple drinks. I got my
yeah,
little
yeah,
chair.
Yeah.
I got a couple little party favors. I'm in there having a great afternoon.
His drinks and party favors. Yeah. It's a party for Davi at all times.
All right, we're talking solo action. Whatever you got that you do solo on the solo tip, I want to know. What is it that you do that you would normally probably do with people?
Really?
Let's say, wait, what you got, Zoe? What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, I do a lot by myself. I'll go sit and eat dinner by myself. I'll go out to the beach by myself. I'll go to the bar by myself. Yo, that's just me time to get away from everything because I'm a busy person. I run a business. I got 6 kids. I got 2 baby mama drama. You know, so it's just, that's me time, and I'm more comfortable doing everything by myself than I am as a group.
Yeah, that just, that seems lonely. I mean, it ain't lonely if you got six kids, two baby mamas, a company, and all that stuff. You got a lot going on, but it still seems lonely.
No, it's really not, because I feel better doing everything by myself and going and being able to do things by myself. I'm in my comfortable shoes doing that.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm looking at Davi's face, too. Apparently, y'all are just cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
I'm with Davi 100% on this. You know, that's more like my therapy, you know, just to get away and be by myself and do things by myself.
All right. I got you, Zoe. Appreciate it, man. Somebody just hit up and said a vacation by themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go on vacation myself. Another
person. Now you sound like an axe murderer.
This person likes to go to amusement parks by themselves. I'm a Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld and Busch Gardens pass holder. I love it.
Alone?
Alone.
Okay. All right. Yeah, now we learn it. We learn that people got some things going on. Jasmine's on the phone. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey.
What's something you do solo?
I go to the movies by myself. I go out to eat by myself. I'll do anything by myself.
Why you ain't got no friends?
I do got friends, but sometimes it's best to be by yourself. You get to know new people, get to hang out with new people, you know?
No. I'm learning, but no, I don't know. All right, I got you. I don't know. Somebody just said the gym. Gym, I would say, is a solo thing, so you can go get your own individual workout.
Same.
I don't think you got to do a multiple like thing like that, but man, this is weird. A lot of people are doing things solo right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, you get out of the house.
Somebody says, I go to the beach by myself, too. I stay out there for 6 hours. I enjoy kayaking by myself. I'm a 32-year-old female. None of my friends are as active as me, so I'm not going to wait for them.
I feel you.
Wow, a lot of people do solo traveling. It's definitely a thing of self-care.
I've never gone on vacation like by myself.
I would be worried to go on vacation. I mean, well, I don't think anybody's going to kidnap me, but they could.
You're going on vacation soon by yourself?
They could.
No, not. We all going. It's a summit. It's a music summit.
So you're meeting there.
Everybody's meeting there.
Gotcha,
I'm not rolling around California by myself.
Don't you make me sound like a weirdo.
I'm not weird like that. Hell no.
But that chick that you like would have hypothetically been traveling with, she's not going to. Is she the one that's going to keep you from getting kidnapped?
Yeah. It's power in numbers, right? Baby, you are right here.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.